warm welcome to this Q2 earning call of PC Jewelers Limited. I am Sanjeev Bhatia, CFO of the company, and I have with me Mr. Balram Garg, MD of the company, and Mr. R.K. Sharma, who is ED and Co., as well as Mr. Niklesh Govil, who is President, Online and E-commerce vertical of the company. I'll start now. This Q2 FY19 was a period of consolidation for the company amidst a subdued market environment in the jewelry sector. PCJ utilized this quarter to rationalize its inventory as well as export business and reduce overall bank exposure on the balance sheet. Our overall sales in Q2 witnessed a degrowth of 38%. The PAT during this period declined by similar amount, nearly 38%. However, the gross margins have improved from 12.9% to 16.7% on the back of higher contribution of domestic business to overall sales, as well as improvement in domestic gross margins. Coming to domestic sales, the company did not offer any promotional schemes during this quarter and instead concentrated on margins. Our domestic gross margins have improved from 14.7% to 17.2%. During this quarter, the domestic sales have contributed 95% of overall business. At the same time, they have witnessed a degrowth of 16% over the previous quarter. I would also like to advise that as a part of the continuing process of rationalization, our Bangalore and Kolkata stores were closed during this quarter. Coming to export sales, the export business is a credit-based business and the company wants to rationalize the same, as the credit availability is getting squeezed in the market. So consequently, exports have contributed to only 5% of our overall sales during this quarter. And we have been able to bring down the same by 89% in Q2 FY19. The companies in the long run forwarding to targeting to limit the export sales to rupees 2000 crore in FY19 as against rupees 2690 crore in FY18. Bank exposure and cash position. As committed, the company has reduced its overall banking exposure, which includes MGL as well, by rupees 805 crores in the first 6 months of FY19. This figure was rupees 4490 as on 31st March 18 and is 3685 as on 30th September 2018. The total cash on books as on 30th September was rupees 804 crores, and the company proposes to utilize approximately 500 crore out of the same, as well as internal accruals, for further reduction of bank exposure in H2 FY19. The company has also carried out some other initiatives like augmented reality and online-offline integration, for which we have given detail in our presentation. I now leave the session open for Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star, then one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star, then two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask a question, please press star, then one. Participants who would like to ask questions, please press star, then one. Also, as a reminder to the participants, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in this conference call, please limit your questions to one per participant. If you have any further questions, you may come back for a follow-up. The first question is from the line of Ayush T from AZB. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my question is for Mr. Balram Garg. So I want to understand what led to the drastic step of almost winding down the entire export segment, one whole segment of your business, and can you elaborate on that? And you didn't give any such guidance in the previous quarter, so what specifically happened in this quarter that you took such a drastic step?
No, earlier also we were telling that we want to reduce the export business and we want to focus on more on the domestic business. But definitely because right now you know that this is a credit-based business and we have to adjust, we have to, because now the time is that the credit-based business don't run in the long term. So that's why we have decided that more focus on the domestic business and we are not minding up the export business. Definitely this quarter is sales are very less, but we have set the target for the long-term target for the export business for this year. And definitely in future also we will keep reducing the export business. And this year we have set the target of 2,000 crore. Last year we did around 2,700 crore sales. And we want to reduce the receivables also. That's why we have taken this step.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raju Basani from DLL. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you all for giving me this opportunity. My only question is why this inventory level as well as the export data, as you mentioned in the presentation, that are quite high when compared with the sales. I just want to know the reason. Like if it can be reduced, because the inventory that we can get it down by a little bit, as per my opinion, and at the same time, the export data also, it is still quoting very high, around 1700 crore, 1900 crore that you're saying. Can it come down going forward? That is one question from my side. And another thing is like how the situation would be going forward in the next 1 year per se, how you're looking for the future growth. Because in the last con call that I attended, you talked about the new store additions as well as even the debt reduction that you mentioned by September we would be coming by 1,000 crore debt reduction. But still it has not happened yet. This is.
First question is the inventory level, because we have, we look at the inventory level in March. So definitely the level of inventory is little bit less if you compare to the March. Even the this September is the high inventory level period because our season start in the October. So start in October. So this in September the high inventory level period is there. Even then we have reduced some inventory if you compare to the March. So company is more focusing on how to reduce the inventory. And now the data level, if you look at the data level also. Because there is a 200 because dollar rate have increased from 65 to 73, so there is a readjustment of both creditor side and the debtor side. There is no impact on the P&L of that, but definitely there is a M2M. So that's why the debtor level have increased. But we have now in October we have received 200 crore of payment and we have set a target of 1,000 crore debtor level in the March. And definitely company is more focus is right now to reduce the inventory, to reduce the debtor level. So this the company is definitely going on that path only. And second is if you look at the debt level, so we are definitely, if you look at from the March to September, we have already reduced our almost 800 crore and we have still we have cash around 800 crore and we have given a target that in another 500 we will reduce in next two quarters. So we are, whatever we are saying, we are doing that only. Out of 1,000 crore, we have already reduced 800 crore. So going forward, the growth, look at first quarter, we opened two stores. Second quarter, we opened two stores. This quarter, we have already opened one store. So we are opening stores regular basis. And definitely, but company right now is not more focusing on opening aggressively stores. And we are opening right now mainly the franchise stores, which is less capital incentive business. And so company have, and definitely we'll keep opening the stores on regular basis, but not very aggressively, definitely. And when once we control this everything, the debtor level and the inventory level in next quarters, definitely from the next year onwards we will open very aggressively the store opening also.
Okay, great. Sir, also, but one more question, sir. We don't find any stress in the debtor level, right? Like, considering the huge debtor, we don't find any stress in that, right? We can confident of getting all the receivable, right?
Actually, now the thing is everyone have a cycle, because we have our cycle and our buyers have also the cycle. When you change your business model, definitely it will take some time to adjust in that regime. So everybody is changing the cycle and our buyers also changing the cycle. As I told you that we have received 200 crore in October also. So they are also adjusting in the new regime. And definitely it will take some time, and that's why we have given the target in next 2 quarters, March end, we will reduce this from to the 1,000 crore.
Okay. But one more question, sir. It's like little question. When we compare with the competitor, I mean, I'm sorry to say, but they are getting good kind of revenue growth or profit growth, whether we talk about our frontline competitor, whether it is Titan.
Yeah.
I mean, they are showing good...
I give you an answer, because if you look at the where I am, I cannot talk about any company, but definitely if you look at the industry, whole industry, last quarter, the whole industry, the atmosphere was not very good, and sales were down. If you look at the import also, imports were also down. So if you look at the first quarter, we did very good growth in that quarter, but this quarter, because our margins have improved by 2-3%, and we focus on not to focus on the top line, we focus on the bottom line this quarter. Definitely, if you look at the industry, there is a degrowth in the industry, and according to degrowth, our company also in the domestic sale, 15% degrowth is there. But our margins improved a lot, and we in this quarter we focus debt reduction, other to change the other business model, and not to focus on more on top line, but in the bottom line.
Okay, great, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pratesh Chheda from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Just was looking at your press release. I had a couple of questions. You have reduced the bank borrowings. But when I look at the net debt number is still the same. So what has happened in the process is you have utilized your cash in the balance sheet to repay the debt. Ideally, it should also be a case where you should have shrunk your receivables, right? Because your exports have come down by half, but your receivables goes up, and you do not release the capital from receivable to repay the debt. So just wanted to understand this whole math.
So this is a very good question. Actually, look at, we have now whatever cash we have, definitely there is a free cash flow also, and we are reducing the debt out of cash also, then free cash flow also. Definitely now the next target of the company, when we say we will reduce more than 500 crore from our cash, definitely we are total focusing on the debtors level. And when we say that we will target the debtor level 1,000 crore, definitely the additional cash which we receive in the company definitely will reduce in debt level.
So, but this half year's cash flow, you would have about 200-250 crore of cash flow, has actually not translated to cash flow, because despite shrinking exports, your receivables have gone up.
Because our debtors level not increased, because only this is the adjustment of M2M, because the dollar price in the March is 65, now it is 73. So at the one side the debtors have increased, one side the creditors have increased. So it is not the...
Hi, this is Nikhilesh. So your analysis is right. So see, we are going through a phased sort of rationalization in the business. Okay. So when we go through the phased rationalization, the first thing is to first dip into our cash reserves, which are...
Sir. Sir, if you have shrunk your top line by half, there has to be some money which the receivable should reduce.
Yes.
You're telling me that your revenue can shrunk half overnight, but your receivables cannot shrink.
No, so it's not an overnight thing. And that's what I'm coming to. Just bear with me for 2 minutes and I'll explain the whole thing to you. So the first thing we have done is whatever FDs we had, we dipped into them and, reduced our debt first. Secondly, to bring down our debtor levels, we first have to sort of bring down our sales to these exporters, right? So we have, in this quarter, if you see, the sales have come down by almost 90%, right? Now, So we only did roughly 80 crores of export sales. Now what is happening is that previous bills which are getting due are getting settled now. So even if I talk for the month of October, we have realized 200 crores of those outstanding debtors already, right? So you will see this play out in the next 1 to 2 quarters. That is for, that is one thing. The other thing is, even on the inventory level, you will see a same thing play out because H2 is always 1.5 times of H1 in terms of sales, right? So rather than, you know, drastically reduce our inventory overnight, we just want to reduce our inventory through actual sales to the customers. And therefore, by the end of March, we will reach levels where you will see both on an annualized basis, the sales and the debtor and inventory level in line. The initial, these intermediate quarters are period of readjustment for us, right? So, and you will see these things move not in tandem, but by the end of March, you will see everything get realigned and you will be able to make sense of both the reduction in sales and the reduction in debtors and inventory levels.
So again, going back to your press release, somewhere in press release you mentioned that my comfortable sale of exports will be 2,000 crore, right?
Correct.
Versus 2,700 crores last year.
Correct.
Right.
2,700 crore last year.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'm just taking the numbers from the press release, sir.
Sure. Yeah.
So what does it mean? Does it mean that you'll release 700 crore from receivables?
Yeah, that's the target. We are already at 1750 CR levels. So over the next two quarters, 750 will get released into the system, and we will be at 1,000 crore levels. That's the maths.
That's what you want to put it? That's how
you want to put it? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that this 200 crore increase is because of FX. That's what you want to put it, the 1976 to 1761?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So again, coming back to a question, that if you shrink your sale by half in H1, so it's a six-month period from where it has shrunk from 1,500 to 900, right? And in this three-month period, it has shrunk from 770 to 85, right? There would be some release of cash flow in the system, or it doesn't mean there will be any release of cash flow in the system?
You think going forward?
No, even now, at this juncture.
No, no, so at this juncture, our debtor levels are already in the balance sheet that we have put out. There has been no major sort of reduction that we can sort of speak of as of now. But starting October, as I told you, we have already seen 200 crores come out already, right?
Yeah.
So our cash flow and the cash position as of October has gone up, right? And that will play out.
And have you done this all on the September last week?
In terms of?
In terms of reducing the debt, reducing the borrowing limits, is it done all on the last week of September?
No, no.
Or it was throughout the quarter?
Yeah, throughout the quarter.
Then why did the interest expense rise from 100 crores versus 80 crores?
Yeah, so I'll come to that. So you have to understand our business. Our business, on the liability side, we get bank limits, okay? Now, the bank limit can be fund-based or it can be SBLC, which you use for gold loan. Now, what is happening in the market is the banks are not giving too much gold on gold loan. So our limit utilization, SBLC limit utilization is going down. Our fund-based utilization is going up.
Because so many banks LCs are not acceptable in the foreign market where we import gold. So they have refused to accept some banks LC. That's why we are using more fund-based versus non-fund-based. That's, and if you look at, we have given in the, because you look at the presentation, we have given in the detail in the presentation also, this why the interest expense gone up. But it's not gone up substantially because it's only 6 crore, because 13 crore, there is interest income also. So net interest finance cost increase only 6 crore. But definitely because we have utilized more fund base, that's why it has increased.
So, but then there should be some benefit on not utilizing non-fund, right? Because if you shrink your revenue from 2,600 crore to 1,635, in which you have reduced exports, which is a non-fund based limit, right? So you have reduced 700 to 800 crore of non-fund. Still there, how can the interest...
Yeah, there is a lot of difference in fund-based versus non-fund. Because non-fund-based, the interest component is very less. And fund-based, the interest component is almost three times of that.
Sir, on the net basis also you have reduced your borrowing, right? So there should not, so you have reduced 700-800 crore of borrowing from your balance sheet on net basis, and you have reduced 700 crores from export, which is a non-fund. You have both those cases happening, yet your interest cost rises.
So what is there only. Yeah? So
yes. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
No problem. No
yeah.
Problem. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nilesh Galaria from DGFI. Please go ahead.
Actually, sir, I would like to know something about your... Hello?
Hanji, please.
Yeah. Actually, I am more concerned about what you have said was earlier that borrowings would be reduced by 1,000 crores. Now you are able to only do it by 800 crores. Going forward, you say that you will again reduce it by 500 crores. But my question is whether your sales are not growing. See, you are opening new stores in this year. You have opened many stores, but your sales are not increasing by similar. Means you are also shutting down some stores. So there is no growth component what I am able to see. Otherwise, there should be a certain rise of we should see in our domestic market.
So look at you look at the first quarter. Our growth is almost 15% So we did 15% growth. Only this quarter there is a decline in the 15%. It is not that in future there will be no growth. And if you look at the industry, there is a degrowth in the industry in the 6 months. So, and if you look at our sales are the same as we did last year. And last year, we did in second quarter, the 30% growth was there. So our base was very high because of the GST. So two, three reasons in this quarter is our base was very high. And this quarter, the sentiments are very low. So that's why there is a decline in 15%. But if you look at the first quarter, our growth was there in the 15%. Not that we are, our sales are not growing. And that level...
Okay. If okay,
we
sir.
Commit 1,000 crore and we sell 800 crore, definitely. And in the future, we are again we are reducing the debt.
And sir, one more question: what we can take as receivable cycle is there? What period? Now you must have given some period, right, to recover your amount. So what period and what bifurcation? Like 500 crores within the next 3 months or 1,000 crores within next half quarter means half yearly. I want to know the detail of the breakup of receivables.
Actually, right now, we can only say that before March, our target is to reach the 1,000 crore. So definitely, it is not that only the in March, everything will come. Definitely, every and this have already started from this month only. And definitely, before March, we will be able to achieve the...
Okay, sir. And what about the new franchises are opened every month?
Yeah,
so the sales...
Actually, last quarter, we opened 2 stores.
Yeah, I understand. I have seen that.
Two, and this month we have already opened 1 store. So but, so definitely franchise model, franchise stores are not the very large format stores, and it will take some time to convert into the good sales.
And one more question,
excuse
sir.
Me,
when
the operator, Mr. Kalaria, may we request you to come back in the queue for a follow-up, please?
Okay.
Sure. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishabh Gulati from Jackson Pal Pharma. Please go ahead.
Sir, my question is, I have two questions, one with respect to revenue and the second is with respect to the commitment which you have made in the conference call after this drastically erosion of your market cap. One, the revenue is gone by 17% in the domestic sales, but at the same time, your competitor, the Titan, name to be specified, has reported a earning of around 23% growth. While on a basis, the Gitanjali Gems, I think it was also in the competition. So as per my understanding, the Gitanjali Gems market share should also be acquired between the big players. But I don't see any sales taken by the PC Jewelers. I only see that the most of the revenues are being, the opportunity is being only collected by the, I think, Titan. And one more question. After so much of erosion in the market cap, you have made a commitment that the debt will further reduce by 1,000 crores. And on a net basis, you have only, I think, 800 crores in 6 months, which you have already paid 475 crores in the first quarter. So if I see on a net basis, there is around 375 or 400 crores you have paid in this quarter. Why the management is not on the commitment? If you're not, if you're committing something, you must make some some calculation between behind that, na? Then why this is?
So let me answer you the second. Because if I commit 1,000 crore and we have paid 800 crore, I don't think that there is a failure in the commitment. And we have cash on the balance sheet out of, because as the FDR maturity dues, we pay to the bank. It is as simple as that. We are not saying that we will bring the money from somewhere. We will, the money is on the balance sheet. And the second thing is, we don't talk about any company, because there are so many things. First quarter our growth was there, and our the company you named, the growth was not there. Second, our margins have increased in this quarter, and I heard that some companies' margins have declined in this quarter. So you cannot compare to company to company. You have to see the whole industry, and every company have the different business model. And this quarter we focus on the margins. We didn't focus on the top line. So every quarter company, last quarter definitely we run some schemes and we did 15-18% growth versus some companies the growth was not there. So it is one quarter you cannot so this quarter definitely we focus on more on the margin side, and we don't want to give more discounts. So so our margins have increased. So you have to compare in all parameters, and you have to look at the growth of the whole industry also. That whole industry, there is a degrowth if you look at the industry.
Because, sir, one more thing. If you're coming in the public domain and specifying something that company is going to reduce the debt by 1,000 crore, it was your call, na? That you will come in the public domain and you will specify that as per your calculation, because the bank has refused for the buyback, I will repay a loan, I will reduce the debt by another 1,000 crores. And after saying all those things in the public domain, when you come into the public domain and
again,
say like this,
I am saying everything on the public domain. I am saying again on the public domain that cash on the balance sheet. And I have committed the 1,000 crore return because we have the cash on the balance sheet. That's why we have committed for the buyback. Bank refused that, and cash on the balance sheet only. And I have committed from the balance sheet only. And today, you look at the balance sheet, cash is there. We are committing out of that only.
If the cash is there, then why the company is not committed?
Mr. Gulati, may we request you to come back in the queue for a follow-up, please?
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chetan Dhruv from Blue Banyan Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thank you. So I have two questions to the management. One is, what component of the receivables is from the franchisees, and what component of the revenue is from the franchisees in H1?
So actually, if you look at the receivables, the franchisees is almost negligible. All our receivables from the export debtors only. In domestic side, I think only 15-20 crore all together is there. Otherwise, everything is from the export side.
Oh, this is the receivable side, right?
Yeah.
What about the revenue? How much of the revenue is coming from the franchisee stores?
So right now we don't have this detail of franchise versus own. Definitely as our franchise model grows, we will disclose the separate deals.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shekhar Singh from Excelsior Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Yeah.
Can you give me the target for, say, 31st March 2019 trade receivables, inventory and net debt? Again?
So I have already given the target of this in receivables, that our target is to reach 1,000 crore. And definitely I cannot give the target of inventory level, but definitely we are focusing to reduce the inventory, number two. Number three, the debt level definitely we have given the debt level will not more than between 3,000 to 3,200 crore.
Can you just repeat, sir, net debt will be how much?
3,000 to 3,200 crore.
Yeah. And inventory you mentioned will be around?
Inventory, I can't give the target because we are opening stores also right now, but definitely we are focusing to reduce the inventory also.
So from around 5,100, you expect it to come down?
I cannot give the number. I have given two targets for debt and the debtor
level. And receivables, what is the target that you mentioned?
1,000 crore.
And can you also just mention why was the interest cost so high? You were giving that reasoning, but I didn't understand it.
So, yeah, let me just take this. So, see, we get allocated bank limits. Now, as I told you, either we can draw down cash from the bank for use in working capital and for buying our raw material, or we could take limits. Now, the limit used to come at a lower cost, which was around 4%, and the fund-based utilization, if you do, is somewhere around 12%, right? Now, what is happening is the limits were used to take gold on loan, right? Now, that gold on loan availability in the market has gone down, okay? So, we have to now basically take gold by giving an upfront fund, right? Therefore, I draw down the loan amount from the bank and give it to the canalizing agency or from wherever I buy. Therefore, there is a, you know, between a 12% and 4% is an 8% additional cost, which is what is partly reflecting in the finance charges for this quarter.
Okay. And lastly, sir, if I was to look at inventory in terms of tons of gold, because there has been a sharp fluctuation in terms of rupee dollar, say compared to 31st March 2018, how much has inventory gone up in terms of tons of gold or gone down?
So maybe though, because we manage our inventory like that, there is no loss or profit on account of gold fluctuation.
So there is no loss or gain?
Yeah, no loss and profit on account.
Okay. But just to measure inventory in terms of tons, has the quantity gone up in terms of inventory over in the last 6 months?
No. Because in last 6 months, inventory have come down. Because you look at the compared to the March, in 30-40 crore inventory have come down.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sujan Sinha from Future Generali. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So just wanted to check what is management's take on doing an open market purchase. I mean, your stock is corrected by nearly 90%. So why is management not interested in doing the open market purchase?
We cannot comment
on this.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankit Shah from White Equity. Please go ahead.
Sir, can you please clarify if the receivables recovered of 185 crores in October? Is that the net recovery or is it just the amount recovered?
Net recovery means, sorry?
Meaning, is this net of the addition in receivable?
Yeah, net, this amount is
overall.
The total amount recoverable 185 crore.
Okay, so there would be some increase also in receivable.
No.
Okay.
Negligible.
Okay. Sir, can you please help us understand, what portion of the total receivables is overdue as of 30th September?
So that figure we don't have, but definitely when we change, there is a little bit delay also, but now right. There is a little bit delay, but not, we don't have the exact figure, but definitely there is some delay also because of when you change your business model. Mm-hmm. But recovery have start fast now, and we are very hopeful that we will achieve what we have set the target.
Okay. Sir, one more help is, post your December quarter results, would you be disclosing the receivables number?
We have increased our disclosure. You look at in every quarter. Definitely, every quarter we are increasing our disclosure. I can say that. Definitely, we'll increase our disclosures in next quarter.
In any case, our debtor numbers are published every quarter in the. In the financial,
balance sheet. But if you look at the last quarter also, we have published some numbers of balance sheet also. Definitely, we will increase our disclosures in the next quarter.
Yes. So just to clarify, you've disclosed things related to debt, but for the receivables piece, you did not disclose the last quarter. That's precisely the reason.
Every quarter we are increasing the disclosures. Last quarter we have started something, and that thing, inventory thing also.
Let's see.
We will try to disclose as possible. So definitely we will try to disclose this data number also.
Okay. Sir, just the last question from my end is, sir, you've given a target export number for the year at 2,000 crore, and so far I think we've done roughly around 800 odd crores. So does it mean we plan to do 1,200 crores of exports in the next two quarters?
Actually, when we this receivables numbers decline, definitely we will do that.
There is this one mismatch that comes here is, if we target 1,000 crores of receivables by, let's say, March 2019, and if we are doing 1,200 crores of export sales in last two quarters, understanding that exports would be a long tail, would you really, be able to achieve 1,000 crores?
Logic is, now we have tell our buyers that this is the position and we want to do that. So they are also realigned in the new regime. And now they are also tightening the credit squeeze for their customers. So definitely we are very hopeful that because now payment have come started fastly from this month. And as we think that now this level is okay. So it is not that in future what we export. It is the higher credit days. We will allow the buyers to lesser credit days. So we have aligned our business like 2,000 crore of sales and 1,000 crore of debtors.
Okay. Could you also share what is the approximate receivable days that you allow or the credit period that you would be allowing now?
So it depends on buyer to buyer, but definitely some buyers we will give 30 days now, in future some buyers will give 60 days, some buyers will 90 days. So in future we are setting the target that we will not allow between 60 days to 180 days maximum.
Okay, so maximum is still 180 days.
Yes.
Okay, that's it from my end. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ayush T from AZB. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just reading out the transcript from the previous call. You had clarified that there will be a 1,000 crore reduction in debt in this particular quarter, which will bring down the overall debt from 4,500 to 3,000 on 30th September. So can you just clarify whether that was a misprint or what was it?
No, actually, we have committed that from 4,400 to 3,400. So now it is 3,600. We have reduced 800 crore, and we have given that further we are reducing. So we said 1,000 crore, but we will able to reduce 800 crores, and further we are reducing. We have cash on the balance sheet.
Yeah, but in the previous transcript, you had said 1,000 in the quarter, not in the entire half. And now what we are seeing is 400 in the quarter.
No. If you look at from 4,400 to 1,000 crore, it is for the 6 months. Balance sheet comes only September. Because last balance sheet in the March, now is September, so it is 6 months.
Okay, I'll just leave it at that. I'm just saying that is the last transcript specifically say that it will be 3,000 on 30th.
Because maybe the misprint is there, but because because 4,400 was debt was on the March only, not in the June.
Could be a misprint, but that's what I was...
4,400 in the March only, and there's a factual figure in the balance sheet, the 4,400 debt in the March. And now it is 3,600. So we have already reduced the 800 crore.
So shall we take the next question?
Yeah, I mean, I would just suggest that you should once again go back and check the transcript because it says 3,000 on 30th September. That the projection was that the debt will be 3,000 on 30th September.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vinay Jaisingh from Enam Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi. This is Jiten on Vinay's line. Hello, Balramji. How are you?
Yeah, fine, Jiten.
Now, my question is that, you know, I think your intent is very clear. Whether you have reduced 1,000 or 800 doesn't make a difference. The fact that you are reducing the debt, can you give us a roadmap of long term? Let's say, what would you see this in 2 years or 3 years? Let's say 2 years.
Yeah.
March 2029, where do you see all your debt levels if your export business becomes zero? Where do you see your debtors and debt levels probably in 24 months from today?
So right now I can say only that if you look at the March, we have given the target of debt level 3,000 to 3,200 crore, right? So
correct.
So that level is okay for us, and whatever we have the cash we are generating in the business, so we will keep opening stores after that. And right now we are opening stores for franchise stores, which is less capital incentive. So company's future plan is definitely in future also in this year and another 2 years also, we have a plan to further reduce the export and export depend on the situation. So right now we have set the target of going forward in next year. Definitely we want to reduce our export. We want to grow from the more on the franchise model versus on one, so that there is no investment from the company side in inventory or the store level. So this is our plan. So once we want to, and for this March level, definitely our debt level target is 3,200 crore and export is 2,000 crore and debt receivable 1,000 crore. In future also, definitely we want to reduce the credit-based business further. But I cannot give the target, but definitely this company want to reduce the credit-based business in future.
Right, but you know, Balaji, the best thing would be if you are not going to kind of make the business zero, which is your export business, would you be looking at demerging this into another company? Because, you know, this is not something that is helping the balance sheet here at PC. So would you look at it from a perspective where basically, you know, the overall return on capital numbers are not very good? So let's say, you know, your export is about going to be 2,000 crore this year, but not fetching too much of an EBITDA, right? It's fetching you 5% or so as a margin, which is about close to 100 odd crores. And if you bring it down to zero, and if you see your capital employed, I think it will make your ratios look much better. What is your view on that?
Yeah, so, you know, see, it's a fair observation. See, you have to understand that this year is a year of too much activity for us, right? So there is the liability side that we are managing, and therefore we are also changing the asset side, whether it is inventory or debtor levels. At the right time, we are open to evaluating all the options, but the way we think about the business for the next 2 quarters, we have to do a lot of things on the operational side, and that is where our effort is going to be. Once those stabilize and we have a more stable environment both externally and internally in the company, then these larger calls on you know, of the kind of a demerger or a separation of the business can be taken at that point of time. But to do it in this environment, in the current environment, would be slightly premature.
Definitely, first we want to achieve in March what we said right now. Definitely, we will evaluate the situation at that time.
So, you know, Balaji, you said that your export receivables are about 700 crores, right?
Actually, we want to bring down to 1,000 crore. This is now 1,700 crore.
That is export receivable.
Yeah.
So if you look at your export turnover, will be 2,000 crore this year, and your receivables is about 1,700 crore. Am I correct?
No. Till March, the export turnover will be 2,000 crore, and receivable will be less than 1,000 crore.
Right, but all will be virtually export. That's what you are saying, right?
Yeah, domestic, we don't have any debtors in the domestic.
But what I'm saying, Balaji, what kind of a business is this? This is 6 months of receivables. Why don't you shut this business or why don't you demerge it? Because you are not getting value in your main company only because of this. Minute you shut this 1,000 crores, further your borrowing will go to 2,200 crores.
So actually shutting down the business and shifting is totally, completely right now not possible, but definitely we will see this idea and definitely we'll discuss this.
Right, it's so common sense that, you know, on a 2,000 crore sales, one side on a 8,000 crore sales, you have no receivable. One on 2,000 crore, you have 1,000 crore receivable. Might as well shut this and improve your market cap, no?
Yeah, you are right. Actually, earlier, that's why company have decided to reduce it, because earlier the credit was easily available at a very cheaper rate. And we were doing this business and we were making profit also. So
right.
Now, because credit squeeze is there, definitely that's why company is thinking on this line. And instead of demerge this business, it is good that you reduce the business first. Then you plan for anything.
Secondly, you know, Titan is talking about turnover of 50,000 crores in this thing. I'm sure your 8,000 can become 24,000 crore domestically, and you can do much better. And ultimately, management bandwidth gets released also.
Yeah,
from
you are right. Definitely, we will discuss these things, and definitely we'll think on this.
Sure, sure. And where do you think ultimately you are now targeting your balance sheet return on capital employed?
So that's why when I cannot give the number, but definitely when company is more focusing on the franchise model, definitely in future when this business this model stabilizes, definitely the ROE will increase. Definitely.
So I just want to remind you, at one time it was 35% in your case. So you know, if you get back to your old model and you know focused way, your ROI can hit 35%, and I think that will be very, very solid. You know. So,
you are right. Actually, that time our base was 4-5 store only. so definitely we opened from 4-5 store to around more than 90 stores. So every year we were opening more stores. So that's why our ROE definitely is impacted. But now we have shifted to the franchise model. Again, we think that our ROE will improve.
Okay, my last question to you is, what is your blue sky scenario? Because, you know, Titan is talking of 50,000 crores. PC is the number two player. It's a very solid company. It is not like Gitanjali or something, you know. We don't, we respect you more than Gitanjali. So, exactly, you know, what is your vision? What is your vision? Like, they are saying 50,000 crores can happen in 5 years. What is your vision? Are you as bullish or you are saying that it will remain tepid?
No, definitely we are very bullish because why we are bullish, that market is shifting definitely from unorganized to organized. And we did our, if you look at the till March 18, we were growing annual compounding growth 15-20%. And even first quarter, our growth was more than 15%. Only this quarter, the growth, there's a degrowth. But definitely we think that in jewelry industry, market is shifting from unorganized to organized. And there is a huge potential to grow in the jewelry segment because only 30% market is organized. 65% market is still unorganized. So we are very hopeful that business is shifting. Only quarter to quarter impact is there, but long term we are very bullish.
And see the thing is, we don't want to show you very big numbers too much down the line, because then you will come back and say, you know, this second,
but
next definite, quarter numbers.
But definitely, don't look at the quarter to quarter, but definitely long term the business is shifting from unorganized to organized. And look at till last March 18. Every year our annual compounding growth is more than 15-20%. So growth is there.
So Balaji, please, I would request you to close down this export thing. I think it's causing too much of a problem to you, to shareholders, to all of us. Just make the receivables zero, make the export zero. Doesn't make any difference. You're not getting any PE in any way for that. On the contrary, if you see, when you shut down all the export, you'll reduce another 1,000 crores of borrowing, because all these debtors will go away. On 2,000 crores and plus whatever you are generating, you will do much better. On the contrary, all your borrowings will come down. You will be a focused, branded, retail, jewelry business on domestic side. Your PE today is some 5, 6, maybe that will become 15, 20 times. You will do much better. Why don't you look at it, please?
Look at this quarter, our 95% sales from the domestic only.
I want 101% from domestic from you.
No, you are right. But definitely we have company on the same path, and definitely we will think over this.
And what is the last query? What is your management promoter shareholding now in the company, all this put together?
It's around 58% around.
58%. So there is no...
58% around.
58%. So, you know, over a period of time, do you believe that there is no plan to dilute that, right?
No, there is no plan to dilute. Definitely there is no plan.
So this will, we can imagine that this would remain static for a while.
Yeah. There is no plan to, there is no plan to dilute.
Very good. So we hope that by the end of March, when you come back and report your results on 31st May, you know, basically you come back and give us a guidance on this whole export business, please.
We will definitely give the complete, even we have given the guidance till March, and in the March, when we announce the result of March, definitely we'll the complete guidance.
Right. Please consult all your other members and board, family members, or your brothers, etc., and just shut this business down. My real advice is you'll do very, very well if this goes away. That's my good wishes to you and all the best for the next two quarters and for the future.
Definitely. Thank you. We'll discuss this. Definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sanjeev Bhatia for closing comments.
I thank everyone for taking out their valuable time and participating in this call. And a very good evening to all of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of PC Jewelers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.